Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing our studies in the fourth chapter of Maseches Erevin. Today we'll be studying Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. Mishnah Vav says, Hayushnayim, if there were two people who were in this situation where they got stuck with only four amos each, Miktsas Amosav Shalzeh, Besoch Amosav Shalzeh, and a portion of this person's Dalet Amos overlapped with a portion of that person's Dalet Amos, Mevin Va'ochlin Be'emtza, they can bring their food and eat together in the middle, in the area of overlap. Ubilvad shelo yotzi ze mitoch shelo l'toch shel chavero. But there's a condition, you're not allowed to bring something from your friend's dalet amos into your dalet amos. You can't move it outside of the area of overlap. Hayu shlosha, if there were three people with dalet amos each, v'ha emtzoi muvla b'nehen, and the middle person overlaps the two outer people, he can eat together in the overlap with them, and they can eat in the area of overlap with him. But the two on the outside who don't overlap one another, nothing they can do with each other. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, "Lemaha davar dome? What is this situation like? L'shlosha chatzeros hapsucho zulazu. It's like three chatzeros, three courtyards that attach end to end, upsuchos l'rishus harabim, and all three of them open up onto a public thoroughfare. Erevu shtehen in ha'entzois, the two on the out can both make an erev with the one in the middle. Himu teres imohem v'hemu teres imah, and then the two on the outer ones can carry with the one in the middle, and the one in the middle can carry with the ones on the outer. Ushtaim hachitzonos osro zo imzo, but the two on the outer cannot carry from one to the other. They have no area in common. Let us look in the Barton row. Hayushnayim, if there were two people, omdim rechok zemi ze sheish amos, they are six amos apart. Demovlin shte amos shel kol echad l'toch shel chavero. So each one has two amos that overlaps the area of his friend. Mevin va'ochlin besoch shte amos, they can take their food and eat in the overlapping two amos. Ubivad shelo yifshod ze yado l'toch shtayim hachitzonos she'ein lo behen klum v'yotzi l'sham pito o cheftzav. So long as he doesn't reach out and take something from the exterior two amos that are not part of his. So he can't take some bread or other object from his friend's dalet amos and bring it back into his. Now what if there's three people? V'ha'emtzoi movla b'nehem, the middle one overlaps the two outer ones. Shtei amosav b'toch shel zeh, v'shtei amosav b'toch shel zeh. So his dalet amos has two amos in Joe's dalet amos and two amos in Fred's dalet amos. Hu muter im kol echad, he can interact with both of them. Pona lekan u'mishtamish im zeh, he can turn to his right and work with Joe. Pona lekan u'mishtamish im zeh, and he can turn to his left and work with Fred. This is like the case of shlosh chatzeros, v'heim zo etzel zu. And they're in a row, one after the other. Psuchos l'rishus harabim, and all three of them open up onto a public thoroughfare. The kol achas rishus la'atzma, because each one is then its own independent domain. Ve'ein lehem drisas haregel zo al zo. And there's no right of passage from one to the next, because if only the middle one or only the end one opened on to the public domain, then there would be the right of the people to pass through. That's not the case here. Everyone can get to the street through his own courtyard. The hashta enon osro zo al zo. So they wouldn't be forbidding one another in such a case. Ervu shtehem im ha'emtzois, himu teres imahem v'chule. So the two outer ones can make an erev with the inner one, etc. V'rabanan afligo alei de Rabbi Shimon, b'ha ba'amri kulan osro zo b'zo. And the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Shimon on this, and they say that each one forbids the others, and the Spartanero discusses that in great detail, which is a little off the topic of our Mishnah, so we won't go into any further description here. Mishnah Zayin. Mishaba baderech v'chashchalo. Someone's traveling on the road, and it gets dark Friday afternoon, so boom, it's Shabbos. V'hayamakir ilan ogader, and he recognizes a tree or a fence. V'amar shivisasi tachtav, and he says, let my dwelling place for Shabbos be under that tree, or by that fence. Lo amar klum, he hasn't said anything. His statement is not effective. Shivisasi be'ikaro, but if he says, let my dwelling be at the base of it. Mahalik mimokum raglav v'ad ikaro alpayim ama. Then he can walk from where he is to that base 2,000 amos, because he's made his boundary there. Umei ikaro v'ad beiso alpayim ama. And then he can walk an additional 2,000 amos from that base to his house. So having made that base the epicenter of his tchum, he can walk 2,000 amos in every direction. Nimsa mahalik mishachashecha arbas alpayim ama. So we find that from the time it got dark, he has walked a total of 4,000 amos. 2,000 from where he is to his base, which is the epicenter, and then from the base of the tree to his house, which is at the extreme end of his new tchum. Bart Nuro. V'hayamakir ilan ogadar, and he recognizes a tree or a fence. Sheyachal lahagia sham kodem shetechashech. He could get there before nightfall. Ela shehu ayev rotzel lenuach b'mekomo. But he's tired and he just doesn't want to. He'd rather rest where he is. So since he could get there before Shabbos, he is able to make his base there verbally. If he just says under that tree, he doesn't specify at the base of it. Lo amar klum. He hasn't said anything. Ho v'lo perish eza arba amos bachar lo. Because he hasn't specified which Dalet Amos he wants to make his base at the root of that tree. Lav Shavisa he, it's not considered establishing his dwelling place. Ve'enlo ela arba amos b'makam shehu sham. So he can't have that tree because he hasn't specified where, so it doesn't work, and therefore he only has Dalet Amos in the place where he happens to be standing. Shahari lo kana shavisa b'mkomo kivan she'akar dato mishvoskan. But Tachasaila Nami Lokana Shvisa. His tchum isn't 4,000 amos, 2,000 in every direction from where he's standing, because he stated an intention not to use that. And since he didn't get the tree, he's kind of, you know, in a bind. Bahaimili Kishayesh Tachtav Shal Ilan Shmona Amos O Yoter. And this is only the case when the tree has under it 8 amos or more. The Igala Memor, the Haigisa Bachar, O the Haigisa Bachar, Velo Havisium. And the reason for this is that you could say that he wants to be on this side of the tree or that side of the tree. So since it could be any number of Dalet Amos places, he really hasn't completed the transaction, as it were. Of Al Sheva Amos Al Karcha, Mixas Beso Nikar Ba'ama Emtsois, the EF Shoshalobrera. But if it's 7 amos and you say that it's the middle amma, because it's impossible that he didn't select that amma as part of his home base. The iba emsa ilan beralo arba amos harahi mehen. And if he chose that center amma, then it's included in his dalet amos. The iba haigisa o mehaigisa harahi mehen. So that if he went left or right, either way, that would definitely be part of his base. Hilkach kana shem shvisa. Therefore, it is effective for establishing his Shabbos dwelling place. Amar shiv visasi biikaro. If he says my dwelling place should be at the root, hoil v'sayim makomo. He established. He designated his place. Oso shvisa kona lo alpayim litzad raglav, v'alpayim litzad beso. Then it acquires for him 2,000 in every direction. So it's 2,000 from the tree to where he happens to be standing, and an additional 2,000 from the tree towards his house. That is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Join us tomorrow when we will continue this chapter with Mishnah Yeches and Tes.